Hello and welcome to West Kent Radio's Legal Eagle. I'm joined this month by Janet Rayburn, an associate solicitor at Berry & Lambert Solicitors. So as we know, there are many myths in the area of law, none perhaps more so than the myth of common law marriage. So here to clarify is Janet. Welcome, Janet.
Hi, nice to be here.
So is there such a thing as a common law marriage?
Short answer is no. And just to explain for anyone that might not be aware of the term, common law marriage is the idea, the mistaken idea, that living together for a number of years or having children together gives you the same legal rights as being married.
So is there such a thing as a common law marriage in England and Wales?
Not at all. It just doesn't exist. Living together, whether a few years, decades, even if you have children, it doesn't give you the same rights as being married or in a civil partnership. The law treats you very differently. It's one of the most common and most damaging myths that we see, certainly in family law.
I think TV and film has a lot to answer for that. And conversationally, people assume this is the case and it clearly isn't. So what happens to money and property if an unmarried couple splits up?
Unlike divorce or the dissolution of a civil partnership, there is no automatic division of money, property or other assets. The law doesn't step in to protect those leaving a relationship when they aren't married or in a civil partnership. Instead, disputes about what each of the adults in that relationship are entitled to is dealt with under what we call trust law. It often comes down to whose name an asset is in, what contributions have been made, and what evidence exists about what both those adults intended to happen.
So that might instill fear in some of our listeners. So does the law give financial protection to unmarried parents if they separate?
The situation with parents can be different. The law can step in to help children, but I stress they're stepping in to help the children, not the parents. The financial support is based on what the child needs and the parents' financial positions. In some circumstances, the court can make sure a child has a home and support, but it's generally only temporary. The easiest way to explain is to give an example. For example, one parent who might have the day-to-day care of the children may be given a property, but they would usually only have that until the child grows up or is no longer dependent, when the property might have to be sold or handed back. I also stress there is the day-to-day maintenance, which is handled by the child maintenance service. And that, depending on income, is always payable.
So with that in mind, what can unmarried couples do to protect their financial security?
I would say that planning ahead is essential and taking proper legal advice. There are documents that can be entered into. A cohabitation agreement can set out what happens with money, property and living costs if you separate. Also, when buying a home, ideally make sure the legal ownership, so whose names are on the title of the property, matches what you've agreed. And in any event, ensure there's a legally valid written document in place recording what you're each entitled to from the property, whether that's 50-50 or some other share. And also don't forget a will, as unmarried partners don't automatically inherit.
That is very, very good advice. As with all things legal, it is that planning ahead and clarifying early really can save headaches later on, can't it? So is the law on unmarried couples in England and Wales likely to change at all?
One might expect it to, given the rise in couples that aren't marrying. And there have been lots of calls for reform over the years, and expert bodies have suggested change, but nothing has changed yet. Will it happen? Probably when? No idea. Unmarried couples still have no special legal status, and any change to that would need new legislation.
So no time soon. So if they are in that situation, time to get legal advice and get their ducks in a row sooner rather than later. So any final thoughts on this topic for us?
Understanding the reality of your rights when you're in a cohabiting relationship, which is what we call living together when you're not married, and planning ahead, it can help you avoid stressful, costly disputes in the future, and importantly, can protect you from being left in a vulnerable position.
Well, thank you so much, Janet. I'm sure that has touched a nerve with many of our listeners. And if you want more information, do contact Janet and the team here at Berry & Lamberts to talk you calmly through what you can do in more detail. And join us next month for another Legal Eagle on West Kent Radio.